Today, I'm taking you to the corner of Cucumber and Vine to give you the history of pickles, but more importantly, the history of Mount Olive pickles. Welcome to the NC Everything Podcast. I'm your host, Curtis, and this is the bi-weekly show where I talk about everything that has anything to do with North Carolina. Now, I don't have a whole lot to say before we get started, but before we jump into it, I just want to thank all of you for listening and supporting me. I say all the time that even if I only had one listener, I would still do this show, and that's true, but it sure has been a whole lot of fun being a part of this and making this and kind of drawing in the crowd that I have. So again, thank all of you. As always, if you're listening and you'd like to put a voice, a face with the voice, don't forget to check out the links below for the NC Everything Podcast YouTube channel. You can also use the links below to reach out if you have a comment or a suggestion. My email address is there, and also a link to the NC Everything Podcast Facebook group. The Facebook group is made so you can get even more NC Everything. And speaking of more NC Everything, if you look in the links below, you'll also see a link for Tasting NC, and that's a show I do with my wife, Jamie, where we taste everything that has anything to do with North Carolina. And that's actually why I put this show together. We just recorded an episode of Tasting NC, where we covered Mount Olive pickles. And since that's the next Tasting NC, I thought I'd cover it for the NC Everything Podcast. And that brings us to the content, Mount Olive pickles. Now, as always, I like to go over the history as much as I can, so I'm going to start out with the history of pickles. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see I'm in the welding shop again. It's kind of a rainy, messy fall day out there. I'm enjoying the cooler weather. I'm actually enjoying the rain, but it's not really good to sit outside and record in the rain. So I'm back in the welding shop. We're going to start out with the history of pickling. When I started putting this show together, my first question was, why do we pickle anything? Turns out it's a really great way to save food for later. Back in the day, the best way to travel long distances was usually pretty slow compared to modern-day travel. And, I mean, you could hunt and fish a long way, but having salt-cured meats and pickled vegetables, you were guaranteed to have food at your disposal anytime. And speaking of back in the day, most experts believe that vinegar-based pickling began in Mesopotamia, or what is now Iraq, over 4,000 years ago, or around 2400 BC. And I thought that was pretty incredible that they were pickling things way back then. Pickling, it seems like a bit of a science. And I'm not saying they weren't scientific back then. You know, the Egyptians were really into science, but it's still pretty incredible to think they were pickling vegetables, you know, in 2400 BC. Well, anyway, according to Wikipedia, an archaeologist actually found evidence that they were pickling cucumbers in the Tigris Valley in 2030 BC. And according to the rest of my research, pickling vegetables in vinegar, it started in the Middle East, like I said, and it continued to develop and grow, and eventually it spread to Maghreb. I'm not sure where that's at. I made that note and didn't look up where it was at. It spread around the Middle East and over to Italy and into Spain. And from Spain, it spread to the Americas. Now, the truth is, you can pickle almost anything. And I know a lot of you have probably seen pickled eggs and pickled pig's feet and pickled everything. I'm sure around the world, there's all kinds of pickled things. But the truth is, for the most part, the pickle is actually the pickled cucumber. But why cucumber? Well, the answer to this takes us to India. That's where cucumbers originate, and they've been grown in Asia for thousands of years. Well, thanks to trade, cucumbers made their way from India over to the Middle East, where they were playing with this thing called pickling. And so cucumbers and the pickling science kind of met in the middle in Iraq, and pickles were born. Or pickled cucumbers, anyway. Eventually, these pickled cucumbers, they started spreading out all around the Middle East and all around the world, or the known world at that time. Around the year 900, a spice native to Indonesia made its way to Europe, and it became part of the regular pickle recipe, this spice was called dill, and dill pickles became an instant sensation. Eventually, dill pickles and all kinds of pickles made their way to England. England decided they would add sugar to the recipe, and they started making sweet pickles. Over in Eastern Europe, they were pickling cabbage, and it was known as sauerkraut. Actually, a side note, sauerkraut wasn't invented in Germany. I always thought it was. It was actually being made in China thousands of years ago and was a staple for builders of the Great Wall of China. What I read, they pretty much lived off sauerkraut while they were building this huge wall. I didn't look up the origin of the word sauerkraut. It still sounds German, but the origins of sauerkraut are in China. Anyway, in Korea, they were mixing the pickled cabbage with chili paste to make a dish called kimchi. And I've seen kimchi. I've never actually had it. If you've had it, you could weigh in. I got a texture thing, so a lot of stuff that looks pretty good also looks like it could be a texture nightmare for me. And so I've never had it. And cottage cheese is one of the more famous ones for me. I've never once tasted cottage cheese because I've seen it and it looks like a texture nightmare. So, to my knowledge anyway, I've never had cottage cheese. Anyway, back to Europe, the Italians, they were making this stuff. Now, I mispronounced this word the other day. My wife corrected me and I don't remember what the correction was, but the Italians were making giardiniera. Giardiniera. I know the word. I just can't say it. Giardiniera. Anyway, giardiniera, it was pickled peppers mixed with a bunch of other pickled vegetables. And I guess it was more, you use it like a spread. I don't really know how you use giardiniera, but it does look good. I don't have a texture thing with that. It looks good. I just have never had it. Anyway, since we're talking about the Italians, let's jump to 1492 when Columbus sailed the Ocean Blue. There were two members of Columbus's crew who were in charge of the food, and one of these men was a guy named Amerigo Vespucci. You may have heard of him. There's four important things to know about Amerigo Vespucci. One, like Columbus, he was Italian. Two, he was the first person to suggest the New World may actually be its own individual continent and not just part of Europe, you know, a part they didn't know existed. Three, he is the namesake for America. And four, when he sailed with Columbus, he stocked a ship with pickled cucumbers, which means pickles were on their way to what would become known as America. Now, like I said earlier, pickled meat or cured meats and pickled vegetables were great for long journeys, and it took a really long time to get across the Atlantic Ocean. So when Columbus was going across the Atlantic, he was eating pickles and riding the waves on the way to the West Indies. After he arrived, he started growing these cucumbers in Haiti to refill the supply of pickles for his ships. Now, you jump forward a little bit in American history, and we find ourselves in New York in the middle of the 17th century. Dutch farmers, they're growing cucumbers all over the place. They're pickling them and they're packaging them in barrels to sell to wholesalers. The pickle business in New York was booming. Then, as you know, there was a huge inflow of immigrants to New York. One sort of immigrant who was arriving in New York were the Jewish people from Eastern Europe, and they brought with them kosher dill pickles. Now, I do want to say here that for a food to be kosher, it means that it has to be prepared in accordance with Jewish laws. That isn't really the case with kosher pickles. Kosher pickles were just made using garlic, where regular dill pickles were not. Well, eventually, with all these dill pickles and kosher pickles, New York would eventually become known as the pickle capital of the world. Now, I read that, I wrote it down, I put it in my notes. A lot of people claim to be the something capital of the world. I don't really know if New York is the pickle capital of the world or not, but I do know a lot of pickles come out of New York. And that's the backstory of pickled cucumbers. I have said pickle and pickled and pickling a lot. I guess I should have prepared for that. That's the history of pickled cucumbers. Now we're going to get into the history of Mount Olive pickles. I think I might have trailed off right there. I think my mouth is tired of saying pickles. But anyway, the history of Mount Olive pickles. New York may be the pickle capital of the world, or maybe not. But this isn't the New York Everything podcast. This is the NC Everything podcast. So we're going to bring it on home to Wayne County. More specifically, like I said in the intro, we're going to the corner of Cucumber and Vine in Mount Olive, North Carolina. And that's not a joke. The Mount Olive Pickle Company is literally located at 1 Cucumber Boulevard in Mount Olive. The Mount Olive story really starts in the 1920s. Actually, as far as the town goes, the story starts in the 1840s. A free black man in the 1840s named Adam Wynn owned a ton of land in what is now Wayne County. But then there's the Wilmington and Weldon Railroad, which has popped up on this show before. Adam Wynn sells a bunch of his land to the railroad, and it kind of grew from there. The railroad opened a train depot, and it wasn't long before there was a post office, and then there was a store. The store was established by a Canadian immigrant named William Pollock, who teamed up with a local boy named Benjamin Oliver. So they opened this store together, and that was really the beginning of Mount Olive. But it was the store owner, Benjamin Oliver's son, who is credited as the town's founder. So that gets kind of confusing. I made the notes. Let's see. William Pollock and Benjamin Oliver, they opened the store, but Benjamin Oliver's son was the store's owner. Anyway, this son's name was Gideon Monroe. He buys up a bunch of land that's around the established train depot, and he starts just giving it away to people so they can open up businesses. I guess he was trying to promote business. Everything I read, it didn't sound like he was selling the land. He was literally giving it to people if they promised to open some sort of business on the land. And see here in my next note, it says that Gideon's daddy owned the store. So either Benjamin Oliver or Gideon owned the store. But anyway, it was Benjamin Oliver who gave the town its name, Mount Olive, after the Mount of Olives, which is in the Bible. If you don't know the Bible that good, the Mount of Olives is where Jesus ascended into heaven. Anyway, so they named the town Mount Olive, and it gets its charter to be a town in 1870. And the town just kind of exists for many years, but pickles are part of this story, as you know. So now let's go to the 1920s. Down in Mount Olive, there was a Lebanese immigrant living, and his name was Shikri Bador. And he had this idea. He noticed that there were a whole bunch of cucumbers being grown in Mount Olive, and a bunch of them from year to year were being wasted. I couldn't really find out why they were being wasted. I don't know if they were too ripe or too far gone. But he saw all these wasted cucumbers, and he thought of a way to capitalize on this. His idea was to buy all these wasted cucumbers, turn them into pickles, and then wholesale the pickles. So he teams up with a Wilmington native named George. Wow, I messed that up. He teams up with a guy from Wilmington named George Moore. And they start buying all these wasted cucumbers. They went with the plan and started making pickles, but then they ran into a really huge roadblock. Nobody wanted to buy their pickles. So now they had all these pickles on their hand and nothing to do with them. And this was 1926. And that kind of reminds me of the Lance Cracker story. If you listen to the Lance episode, he bought a bad business deal, but he ended up with a whole bunch of peanuts on his hand. Didn't know what to do with them. And Lance crackers or Lance peanut butter sprung from that. But anyway, that's what happened here. He bought a ton of pickles and he couldn't unload them. Anyway, from here, something miraculous happened. This doesn't ever happen, but the community down in Mount Olive, they saw that Bador and Moore, they had all these pickles on their hands, couldn't do anything with them. It was a big problem, so they jumped into action. They said, why don't you just start your own pickle company and sell the pickles yourself? Money. That's why not. He had bought all these pickles and he didn't really have a whole lot of funds. And so 37 people from the community offered money to start the Mount Olive Pickle Company. And these 37 people became the original 37 shareholders. Well, they put together $19,000 of donated money and they bought a single acre of land from a local named J.A. Westbrook for $1,000 and they built a factory. Not for $1,000. $1,000 went to the land and the rest of it went to the factory and all the equipment they needed. They made George Moore the plant superintendent and they made Shikri Bador the salesman. And the business, it took off right away. By 1947, they were recording over $1 million in sales. And again, I say this every time I talk about old money, that's $1 million in 1947 money. Anyway, in 1986, Mount Olive Pickle Company co-founded the North Carolina Pickle Festival. There was a pickle festival held there in 1952, but it didn't happen again until 1987. Today, the company has expanded to 110 acres and 1,200 brining vats that can hold over 40 million cucumbers. And the Mount Olive Pickle Company, which turns 97 years old this year, is the largest privately owned pickle company in the United States, selling 150 million jars of pickles each year. And that's the end of the Mount Olive Pickle episode. I know this was a short episode, and it didn't have, you know, a long, long backstory, but I think it was an important episode. Again, Mount Olive Pickles are, it's a huge business in our state, brings in a lot of money, but also that part where the 37 townspeople came together and just donated money. You know, I said that never happens, and that's the truth. That kind of charity, it seems really rare nowadays. So even though this may have been a short episode, maybe at least that part, you know, gives you the warm fuzzies or something. And I guess the last little bit about pickles. When I was a kid, I used to hate pickles. You could ask my sister if you know her. I used to get cheeseburgers from McDonald's or what have you, and I'd pick the pickles off and hand them to her. Or my brother, I think, liked pickles too. I hated pickles. Over the past 10 years, I've gotten where I really, really like pickles. I wouldn't say I love pickles yet. But I really do like pickles. And if you're curious how much I like pickles, don't forget to check out Tasting NC. I think, I don't remember the date, and I don't have the calendar in front of me. I didn't prepare, but Tasting NC, our pickle, Mount Olive Pickle episode, is coming out really soon. So keep an eye out for that, and you can watch me eat pickles. Anyway, that's the show. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you like the show. Check out the Facebook group and look at the links below. Send me an email and tell me how much you like pickles or how much you hate pickles or even what your favorite brand is. No, scratch that. Your favorite brand should be Mount Olive Pickles. Tell me what your favorite kind is or your favorite Mount Olive pickle product, I guess. Anyway, I'm starting to ramble on, so thank you guys for listening, and I'll talk to you in a couple weeks.